Welcome back to the Swirl Suite, everybody. We are back to recording after a really busy April, and we got a busy May coming up too. We are participating in Monticello Wine Week. We were invited back to Charlottesville to record live. So we're going to attend one event and record in another. After our little catch up today in this episode, our discussion kind of blends into travel, and Glynis gives us some really good tips. I hope you all enjoy. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow the Swirl Suite Podcast. Cheers. Welcome to the Swirl Suite, everybody. Glynis, wait, your introduction. Yes.
Well, hello, everyone. It's been a while, like Sarita says. Welcome to the Swirl Suite. We always appreciate you coming to hang out with us for a little bit and listen to us talk about wine, wine things, wine people, wine products. We're excited because today we're going to talk about Live from Rosé in Charlottesville, out in Charlottesville or near Charlottesville, Virginia, an event that we recorded live with different guests who attended. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good. Hello.
Doing fine.
Is event season in the wine industry. Glynis and I, like she said, we were in Virginia. We were recording live from Days of Rosé. We interviewed winemakers, attendees, and we just had a good old time. It was good times.
Yes, indeedy. We interviewed other people who were just vending as well. Yeah. Some of the attendees were a hoot, to say the least. So it made it a lot of fun. It was actually a really nice event. It was a lot of people. I'm glad we were there early, got to taste early because the line was wrapped, running outside the door, literally. So I'm glad we got to taste early and then sit down and enjoy the beautiful weather.
Yeah, we tasted some great rosés and was great. We talked about this on the previous podcast that outside of the main part where you voted for your favorite rosé was where you got to taste a lot of other wines. So that was pretty cool too. So of course we had lots of bubbles.
And it was interesting because the winemakers who were showcasing their rosés, which were okay, some of them and some of them were good, great. But some of their wines that were not being showcased that were in their tent that they were pouring to taste were phenomenal, especially the bubbles, because we bought a couple of bottles of bubbles. Cheers.
Cheers to Virginia wines.
There you go. And that'd be interesting to see what, because Blenheim is going to be at this Monticello Wine Week as well. So it'll be interesting to see if they bring the same wines or they're pouring the same wines or how they present themselves here at this next event. And I'm really excited because we get to go to Barboursville, and Barboursville makes an excellent cuvée. Mm-hmm. I am just so excited. I could go ahead and buy my case or two of their rosé cuvée and go ahead and put it in the car.
Yes, we are headed back to Charlottesville for Monticello Wine Week, and we are attending the White Wine Showcase, and we are recording live from the Red Wine Showcase. So that's May 1st and 2nd. Can you believe it? April's gone already? I don't know where the time has gone.
Not only April, it's almost the middle of the year already. Right. And it's like, you look back like it was just January, because it's really, spring really doesn't want to take hold, because it's been getting cold here in the DMV, and which is slightly unusual for this area, because usually by this time, it's like full press summer, without the humidity. It just gets hot, but not now. So it's perfect wine drinking weather to be out on your deck, people. Yeah. So grab a glass, a bottle of whatever you like, and go sit out on the deck, because right now it's no humidity. Bugs are at bay. They're not really trying to attack you yet. So, yeah.
Leslie, what you been up to?
A little bit of everything and a bunch of nothing. Now we're going to, I guess when this will be live, we would have just announced that we are going to South Africa in January.
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
We are planning, so tell Lottie Dottie and everybody, we are planning a trip to South Africa January 2025. It is a black wine harvest trip. So just about every day. Yeah, every day there's a visit, dinner, lunch at somebody's winery in South Africa.
Nice.
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 So I'm excited about that.
That's very exciting. How long is the trip?
It is 11 days.
11 days.
I figured, if you're going to fly on the other side of the earth, don't do a weekend.
No, because you're gonna spend most of that time flying.
Oh
So
man.
yeah, it is 11 days, and I'm super excited about it.
Is there a maximum like number of people?
We're setting it at 10.
Nice small number. I like it.
Setting it at 10. It's interesting because the guys who organized it, they used to live in California. And I don't know what it is about, visiting South Africa, but they lived in California, ran a retreat center, went to South Africa, visited, went home and said, "We're moving." And they figured out how they would move, and then they moved to South Africa and started this travel company.
Oh, nice.
So
Now,
it's amazing.
are they POCs?
No.
Huh. Interesting. Is Tawani going to do some of your tours?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, they have organized it all. So
Oh,
you
nice.
just have to show up. And then on the back end of the trip, we left time for to if you wanted to do a safari, if you wanted to go
Okay.
to some of the historic and recognizable places
I could to
and stuff,
Joburg,
you could do
like
that.
go to Joburg and go to Cape Town. So are you
Yes.
so for the trip, what city, what base city are you going to stay in?
In Cape
Because
Town.
in Cape Town, then drive up it to Stellenbosch. Okay.
In
Okay.
Cape Town,
So
which
yeah.
is good, because sometimes when you go on these multi-day trips and you go to different places, then you're kind of like a nomad because you're always packing up your suitcase or what have you. But the thing about this one is that you will stay in, hotel resort center, and then they are providing all of the transfers to the different
Excellent.
places that you're going to.
Excellent. Excellent. You're gonna have a good time.
That's really nice. I've never been on a group trip like that as an adult. Glennis, why are you laughing?
Well,
What I got a
just...
question though. What are some pros and cons of traveling in a group, an organized group?
well, it depends on the group. One,
Okay.
two, folks not adhering to schedules. When they say that the transportation is leaving, I'm making up this time, leaving at 8:30 a.m. You can't start locking your door to your room at 8:30. They want to be leaving at 8:30. You got to bring your ass downstairs before then, or not showing up at 9.
Yes.
That's one of my pet peeves. So that's one of the worst things for me about traveling in a group. And then the other part about traveling in a group that bothers the hell out of me is some people expect for you to tell them, now it's time for you to go to bed, take a shower, get ready. No, you're grown. Gave you the schedule, show up when you're supposed to show up, And then you have that's one extreme. And then you have the total opposite. Like, oh, We it's supposed to be a group tasting or a group dinner at this point. They want to serve, you know, or I'm just using that as an example. And they just over there doing their thing. It's like, we have a speaker. Let's be, you know, professional or, you know, courteous of the speaker and be where you're supposed to be, not like Bugs Bunny, excuse me, pardon me, let me sit down because I was over here not paying attention. So those are just two of my pet
But
peeves.
on the pluses,
Yes, what are the pros?
if you are, which there are a growing number of single travelers, right? And it doesn't mean that your relationship status is single, because I have a couple of girlfriends where their husbands don't like to travel. And they are like, "Well, I'm skipping to you. I'm taking this trip. I ain't sitting around this house waiting on you getting ready to do something." So going in a group, at least you're traveling by yourself, but you're not really traveling by
Probably
yourself.
by
So, which is I always think about that going to a foreign country. But even in the United States now, you know what I'm saying? It's always good. Someone knows, "Well, I last saw her at breakfast," type of situation.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a nice thing. And sometimes the group travel can help offset the cost if just you and, somebody was going, because the group could get group rates where you can't by yourself, or as a couple or what have you. And then I just prefer and to have somebody else do most of the planning, of somebody who has been there a few hundred times and knows, like, "Oh, you want to go here," or you and it's not just, "I want to go to all the tourist places." No, I want you to tell me where I can get the good greasy fried chicken without getting sick. You know what I'm saying? Those type of things.
That's yeah. I totally because you because sometimes folks, like you said, don't want to travel totally by themselves or necessarily, you know, you go to dinner and it's like, you might want to strike up a conversation, but it doesn't go because you don't know the person. But if you're in a group, you're like, well, how do you have something to talk about as it relates to the activities of the day?
Nice. But okay, so let me ask you this, since Glennis is our resident international traveler. Do you register at the State Department every time you travel?
Not every time, it just depends on where I'm going. Like South Africa really is progressive in the sense if you're going, if you're staying in Cape Town, are y'all staying at Table Bay? Because that is the most beautiful
Oh, I
hotel.
have to look and see.
The Table Bay is gorgeous. Oh God. Oh, I will talk about that. So I didn't for South Africa. I didn't for the Netherlands. Matter of fact, I didn't for India either. I registered for the State Department this upcoming trip into flying into Nairobi, and then we're flying one of those small planes into the Masamara. I did that. I did for that because, say for instance, we don't end up flying now as we're supposed to, but God forbid if we don't fly from Nairobi to the Masamara Imayan tent camp where we're doing the safari, and we have to physically drive. But that drive could be, who knows, because you know, going past Mombasa and other places where they have a different alert system, or I was a little uncomfortable about that, so I said, well, I will register for this. So,
So
yeah.
this the reason why I was asking, because I had just learned this. So this travel advisor said, regardless of where you go, you should register. And not because it's like a dangerous place or what have you, but say if there's an earthquake or like in Paris where there was all of that protesting or what have you.
Unrest, yes.
Yes. And which was not planned, what have you, is that the State Department basically will try to track you down
Down.
and help you get out the country. They won't pay for you to get out the country, or they will help you get a secure place. So say if you
Right.
can't get to your hotel or what have you, at least you're not there,
Wandering
someplace.
the street.
Right. Right, exactly.
Yeah. That
Good to know, because I've never done that before.
I always find out where the US embassies are, though. Whether I've registered on the State Department website or not, because that's tech, for a better term, that's technically US soil. I'm
Right,
in their
right.
country. So passport. And if you don't have your passport, also y'all make sure you make a copy, make a colored copy of your passport. So they can it can clearly if you lose your physical one, you have that colored copy to have some identification that you are a U.S. citizen and get to the you and you can get to the embassy, or if you can't get
Yes.
to the embassy, you can get out of there. So,
And your
because
credit card.
and credit card, yeah.
And your credit card. Be and especially because, like, if you lose your credit card, they say to you, "We'll call the number on the back." Well, I don't have the damn credit card. How am I supposed to call the number on
Call
the back?
the
Right?
Guys, I am sitting here taking notes because I'm going to France in September. So I don't know if I've said this on the show. So there is a program called the Eurasian Project, and they have a future leaders program, and it's a scholarship to whatever that region is that they have a partnership with that year. Last year is Virginia. Luckily, this year is France, and I was accepted. So
Yay. Yay.
going to France, and I've never actually set foot on an actual region in France. I've been to France, but I just Paris,
Right.
But so this is I'm sitting here taking notes.
Well, that's excellent. I think I saw that scholarship come out, and I was like, Glenn, sit still, because after coming back from Africa and the Netherlands, September is just too close. I need to be out. Stay home. So I'm excited that you got accepted. Yay for you.
That great?
What
Yeah.
region are you going? Y'all going to Bordeaux? Y'all going to Loire? Y'all going to
I am not sure of the itinerary, but I believe that Burgundy and Champagne is on
Burgundy?
the list.
Okay, Burgundy Champagne. Nice, nice.
So I always want to do that's on the bucket list to do the Champagne tour. Like when they take you and they give you the flat, the still wine first, and then you have like that is on the bucket list.
Yes, I would love to do that. Well, champagne is definitely on the list. It's
And
definitely.
we have someone who does that on
Yeah.
the podcast. We just got to get there.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. At the same time.
At the same time.
Yes.
All four of us
Let's
at the same
qualify
time.
it with that at the same time.
Yeah,
Yes.
that would be fun. You should be very proud of me. I bought a business class seat. So everything else was paid for, but I had to pick my seat. I had to pay for my seat. And I was like, oh, it's not even that bad. It was like three, it was like 350 going. Now coming back, it was over $1,000. I don't know why. So I'm gonna be in a regular seat coming back, but going, yes, and this will be my first time.
Wow.
What what airline? Just out of curiosity, I'm trying to figure out.
United.
On United. Oh, okay. It'll
Yeah,
flip my.
they probably
You're gonna be mad.
What's it the low the begins with the L, their partner,
Lufthansa. Lufthansa.
Lufthansa, yes.
I've been up front in on Lufthansa and United itself. You're gonna be mad. coming back, you're gonna be like,
Oh, I
God.
know. I know.
Because once you,
Just
it's
give me a
like
little taste of it.
once you peek past the curtain, you'd be like, ah, oh, I should have stayed back there because now every time I fly, I want to know.
I know.
But so you're going out of Dulles, just out of
Yeah.
curiosity.
Yeah.
And is the flight itself is it marketed as United Polaris business? Polaris.
I don't even know.
Check it, because if your business class seat is marketed as United Business Polaris or United Polaris Business Class or whatever, there's a Polaris lounge in Dulles only for business class and first class passengers, which is totally different than the United Business Class.
Okay. So United
And
Business don't have a lounge, but
they
Polaris,
have a lounge.
they have a
No, they
lounge.
have a
Okay.
lounge.
They're a lounge.
They have a lounge, but Polaris is supposed to be another level,
Oh, okay.
and they got the champagnes are different, the foods are different, the food is different. They have a buffet and a sit down. So double check to see if it's
Okay.
United marketed as United Polaris, and you can go to the Polaris lounge and get there hours early and have a good time. It's worth it. You pay for it, so you might as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Might as well.
I will come back with full recaps. Very
Great.
excited
Okay.
because I'm videoing myself the entire time. This is my first time. I'm gonna act like I ain't been nowhere.
I know we're gonna get inundated with
Oh, that is so good.
with the videos. Outstanding, outstanding. Tanisha needs to come down and hang out with you for a sec.
Yeah, we're supposed to hang. Yeah, we are
Oh,
supposed to
good.
because we're flying into Paris. I'm not sure how much time I'll have there, but yeah, I'll definitely try to see her.
Oh, cool. Cool. When you pick your seat, is it odd? It's closer to the window than
Is
even.
one of the seats that's solo
Right.
on the left?
But on the left, however, some are closer to the window and
Oh.
closer to the aisle.
I don't
And
even know.
what I mean by that is the seat itself, they put the storage console on this side, and you're physically closer, your body's physically
Oh, I
closer
get
to
it.
the window, versus they put the storage console on the right side and your body's closer to the aisle. So double check
Okay.
and see if you can switch your seat.
Mm.
You want to be closer to the window because people are passing.
Yeah.
And if you want a video out the window, you're gonna have to kind of lean over
Okay.
a little bit.
Got it.
So,
Got it.
yeah,
Got
I
rich people problems. All right. Yes.
I
I
take
like
my
it.
seat consistently. But you move my seat. No, I pay too much. Let's talk about this, Mr. Airline person. Nope.
Oh, I love it.
That should be so much fun. Exciting,
Yeah.
exciting, exciting.
Any other updates?
On a diet. I've lost 4 pounds. Praise you.
Yay! What kind of diet are
Congratulations.
you doing?
Actually, I just went to a bariatric doctor, and he's so cool. Dr. Bill, I don't know if you heard of him. And I'm getting a B12 shot once a
Oh, okay.
week, but the B12 shot has amino acids in it as well to help with your metabolism. And they give you a sheet of what to eat, what not to eat. And it's not that restrictive. It's just like, if it ain't on here, don't eat it. But you're eating 2 meals a day, a meat, a protein, a vegetable, and a piece of fruit. And they tell you which fruits to do. So I just bought some mandarin orange. And the reason behind a piece of fruit, it kind of tricks your body because you want sugar, but you're not really eating any sugar, but you're eating the natural sugar. And
Sure.
so your body's like, oh, I don't need to crave it because I know I'm going to get this twice a day. So I do that in strawberries and cut them up and treat them like I'm eating pieces of candy. I just cut them up in small pieces and I just snack on them and some pickles, but it's very easy to do. So I'm good.
Nice.
I'm happy
You
about it. I
how
was
long
like,
have you been on it?
oh, This upcoming week will be the third week.
Oh, wow.
Good for
Yeah.
you. That's awesome. That is good for you.
I was like, oh, this ain't no. This pant, these pants not fitting like that. I'm not buying a new wardrobe. That ticks into my travel budget. Nope, can't do that.
Oh,
I get it.
So yeah. And I probably lose some more if I get my tail on this back on this bike, but I don't know. Cause it says on the diet, no alcohol. I was like, yo, I don't know about this. I said, he said, well, and then the dietitian comes in the room. She said, well, do me a favor, just cut the beer out. You gonna drink wine? I said, I'm gonna drink some sparkling wine. I'm not gonna lie to you. Now I could cut out everything else, but I'm gonna do that right there. So she said, just the beer is harder to get out of the system or metabolize out of the system. It takes longer, not harder. Takes longer
Oh,
than
that's interesting.
I know. I had no idea. So I guess it's the yeast, the way the yeast is processing the beer versus the, that's where my mind went versus how it's processed with wine.
Right,
Right.
right.
That makes sense.
So I was like, yes, this is a good thing. Ready for the
I love it. Hey, so wait, tell us again, Glenn. So where are you headed next?
What's this? April. These months are good. Oh, big trips are we talking on
Yeah,
little
girl,
misses?
just give us the big trips.
Okay, the big
She's
trips.
like my little weekend getaway, Joan Joan Jones.
The 4 day joints. I was like, okay, no, all right. So in July, I will be going to the North Sea Jazz Festival again, which is in the Netherlands. And what we're doing this time is flying 2 days early and doing Brussels, 2 days in Brussels, the flying into Brussels, then taking the train down to Rotterdam. And then that's where the North Sea Jazz Festival is in Rotterdam. Stay there 5 nights, and then leave there and take the train to Amsterdam. And Amsterdam will be the base for 3 days and go and take the train to The Hague. Actually get to do more Amsterdam because I didn't get to do that much in Amsterdam the last time. So, and we're still trying to figure out something else for another day. But the trains are just so convenient and very economical in Europe. So, and then flying back out of Amsterdam. So flying into Brussels and flying out of Amsterdam. And interesting enough, I'm taking SAS and I'm kind of leery. We'll see. But they, I'll be connecting through Copenhagen. I was like, God, I should have did it a
Oh,
couple
what is
of long,
SAS? What's that?
Scandinavian Airlines.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay.
Scandinavian Airlines. They were in the Star Alliance, but as soon as the airline people, whoever this IATA confirms their moving their alliance out of Star Alliance to Oneworld. So that's going to be interesting because that changes people's frequent flyer and their miles and stuff. Because I said, hold up, I already booked this ticket. Wait a minute, I'm going to get my mile, United miles for this because I need my miles. Use some upgrade. Then I come back, I'm home a week. And then I go to Nairobi. We're in Nairobi 2 days. We go to Masai Mara, do luxury glamping for a safari at the Himayan luxury campsite. Fly back to Nairobi. And then we fly to Zanzibar for a week.
So
Tanzania.
I have not gone to Nairobi, but I understand it is the jewel of Africa.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. And I looked at, like, well, you know me. I checked. I was like, so y'all got to stay? Let me see. And this one hotel, I wish we were going to be there on a Sunday because they have like a Sunday brunch and they give you a map. They have so much food. So they give you a
Wow.
map so you know where the stations are.
That is because it's so it's like from my understanding again, Nairobi is like New York, like the UN, like all internationally, that's where people converge in Africa is
Yep.
Nairobi. So it will be a very diverse trip.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm looking for, and I have a classmate who actually lives out there from Howard. Troy lives out there and got a big old man estate and stuff. He said, "Come on, come on." I was like, "Man, you're gonna have to meet up with us because we ain't there long enough." So, but I'm looking forward to. So that's the big trips this year. That's it for me. But Africa is expensive. To our listeners, don't let nobody tell you any different. Africa is expensive.
To get there or to do stuff in Africa is expensive also.
To get there and where you stay.
Okay.
And for me anyway, because I'm not I've seen enough YouTube videos. No, man, that's too far to say, yeah, I'm going home. So I won't even start that.
You know, it's interesting how there was like a movement, especially like post-COVID or the last part of COVID, of people moving there, not realizing that
A
it
culture
is
shock.
expensive there to
Exactly.
own. Yeah, it's different. It's a different type of ex but it's yeah, it's expensive.
It depends on what type of profession you're going to be in. And, you know, it's it, the most interesting thing, people thought that they could take that remote work all the way to another continent. It's not the same. They don't have the same power grids. You,
Those
it could be
blackouts, you hear people about,
blackouts.
yeah, with going through those blackouts, your AC out, your Wi-Fi's out, your electric is out.
Everything is out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think enough people think about that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you know, me and Beth. So, yeah. So those two things I realized. And, you know, folks were saying, you know, and I've witnessed it as well. On YouTube, they were talking about, oh, if you're staying at the American brand hotels, they're charging $400 or $500 a night versus staying at a Airbnb. I was like, I can't go all the way to Africa and stay at Airbnb. I don't know nothing about it. I
And
gotta go. Sorry.
what I asked the travel lady about Airbnbs, what have you, and she said she didn't recommend them. And because too many people have shown up and there's no house, no nothing there.
Exactly.
And so, you know, you eventually you probably will get your money back, but it was too many opportunities to
To be
not do
scammed.
that. Right. But so what she did say is like Marriott, and I'm quite sure the Hyatt also, or the Hilton, they have something very similar to Airbnbs, but it's managed by them, but you get your house type of situation. So if you don't want to say, if you got a family or like a group, the girls getting away or what have you. You can go through this Marriott program. You don't have to be a Marriott rewards person and still have that same Airbnb experience, but you know that there is a building that exists when you go on.
Exactly. I was interesting. I was watching a YouTube video. And this girl was a pilgrim. She just decided to fly to, was it Nigeria or Nairobi? It must have been Nairobi because I was looking at Nairobi. Rented an Airbnb. And the co-host kept showing up at her door. Yeah. That's what I leaned in on the TV. He was just, "Hi, I just want to talk to you." She was like, "No, I'm okay." So she got so uncomfortable for those 2 days he kept showing up at her door that she canceled it and moved to another Airbnb. But she over there just like, "Yeah, oh, this is so nice. Y'all so cute." By herself in the middle of Nairobi. I wouldn't recommend that. I definitely wouldn't recommend.
So this is Sarita, thank you for travel time today.
Yes. Oh, well, that's the name of the
Travel
episode.
talk.
Bam.
Travel talk.
Travel time.
Travel talk. Yes,
I love it.
indeedy.
Yes, that was very cool. Thank you for sharing, ladies.
Anytime, anytime. And I'm trying to think of any other tips. Oh, I always tell people as well to exchange some money before you get there. And that's only because you want some local currencies in your pocket because you don't know who's taking what credit cards and whether you'll find an ATM, a legit ATM very quickly. So get some, I just get like, maybe $200 in local currency for tips and stuff like that. Because some places, if you're going to do like the street foodie thing, some of those places don't take credit cards. And you don't want to get hoes giving cash, a US cash, excuse me, USD. So yeah, I would definitely exchange some funds ahead of time and watch the ATM. This is another tip. It'll ask you if you want the ATM to do the conversion, and but they do it at a conversion rate where they make money off of it. So they could make $100 to $40 to $100 off the conversion alone, just let your bank do it. Say no, pull out how much you want and let your bank back in the States do the conversion because it will then do the exchange rate for that currency for that period in time.
What type of adapter do you need?
Well,
Do
I
you need one
have,
anymore?
yeah, you do
You still
because
do.
yeah, you
Because I
got
have
one
one for
for the
Europe,
boat.
but you know where you guys are going.
I have a multi
Oh.
adapter, so it'll tell you. I mean, it does basic continent type, so it'll say Europe, Africa, and most places. Oh, Europe, Africa. There's one more. It was one more.
Asia.
Asia, and those three connects, and you could just pull it out. It just pops out to wherever you are. It'll come out of the case, and you plug that in, so you
Oh,
have.
okay. That's very smart. So on TikTok, there on the TikTok shop, there is this thing that has gained some popularity. It is a translator pen. So it's like this big. And you scan it over a menu or something you want to read or translate, and it gives you the English version of it, and you can talk into it and it'll re repeat it in another language or vice versa or whatever. It's about $30 or $40, I believe. I
Do
was
you know the brand?
wow.
Because I looked at one of those and reading the comments, I don't know if it's this one. It was it didn't say translator pen. It was some type of translator gadget. And the comments about that particular device was saying they would turn it on and it wouldn't translate anything. It would just give back what the person was speaking. So that's why I was like, what? So I was actually looking for one of them. But I think our iPhones now, well, you're an Android lady. I think the iPhone now translates. So that's why I got the 15. So I'm gonna see how that works. But I want to try the translator pen too. That's interesting. Do
It's
you
about the size of a big marker.
know the name of that particular
Let
one?
me look. Let me look really quick.
Or put it in the what you call it?
In the show notes. Oh, upgraded translation scanning dictionary.
Oh, okay. Oh,
It's on Amazon.
it's on Amazon. Yay. See, I don't mind buying stuff from Amazon because I can send them this back. But ordering from these sites and come to find out they're, all the way across the world and try cost more to send it back than it is capture. Oh, they got a white one and a black one. Oh, the white one's more expensive than a black one. Oh, that is usually the other way around.
Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Interesting.
Oh
Interesting.
my God. I'm trying to think of any other questions I have.
And to what else about traveling?
Glennis D'Souza, so on TikTok, of course, there. So I don't know if y'all know, but you can get in, you can get caught up in different categories on TikTok. So say because you're about to travel and you search a bunch of travel videos on TikTok, now your feed will be full of travel TikTok. So you can get stuck in different places. Right now I think I'm stuck there. And there's this girl who, of course, is sharing all of her pretty travel stuff. So she has like a rose gold suitcase, and she has the little compartments that, you know, with the zippers and the everything matches, and she has a fan that like collapses. She's all this stuff. But she's on a, is she on a cruise? She's somewhere for a month. So she even has a collapsible like little washer. If you ever watch some of the TikToks in Asia, like all of the different gadgets and stuff they have to keep things clean, pretty much she has in her suitcase. Do
Wow.
you have any of that fancy stuff, or you just stick to what you know?
Well,
This is
no,
for both of you.
I'm not bringing no washer. I'm bringing enough underwear to last me my whole trip. So hopefully my suitcase doesn't get lost. Not doing it. I do have a collapsible fan because, you know, hot flashes. I got to have my fan. What do I have? I have my cubes, my
Oh yeah,
packing
the
cubes.
cubes, yeah. So the
And the
cubes
pack.
do help with packing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Keeps it organized, and especially if your suitcase is randomly selected for extra screening. They're
Oh.
not sitting there throwing your stuff around and just pushing it back
I didn't
in.
think about that part.
It's just organized. They can look at the cubes. They can feel the cube. They can open the cube, close it back up, you know. And then your suitcase is still organized. What else do I have? Well, I got some different things for this trip to Africa. I had to get, because we're going on some two, three safaris, I had to get a different backpack. I needed a soft-sided backpack and some soft-sided luggage, which I do have for like my 3-day trips or 2-day trips. So I'm going to take one of those suitcases and my hard side suitcase. Oh, another tip, if you do think about it, I know you are droid person. I don't know if they have air tags. They're like tied. There's, you know, you have a tie, but the air tag is a tracker, and you put those in your suitcases, so
Oh.
you can actually in the zipper part. I have four air tags. I have two keys and two for my suitcase. You just slip it in the zipper part somewhere. And you could look at your phone and like, oh, it was sitting in, I'm just making it, I see it sitting in Dulles. And oh, I now look on with find my air tag. Oh, it's sitting in Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam. Yep, that's where I am. So
Got it. I just found it for Android. Yep.
let's see what else. Senior air tags, packing cubes. Well, as you know, I always keep two sets of everything. I keep it two sets of like toiletries. So when I'm getting ready to pack, I don't have to pull stuff out of my daily use stuff. I already have my travel size already in my toiletry bag. So I have,
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's about it.
And you, so you keep one in your carry-on and then one in your luggage?
No. Well, see, on my carry-on, it's on my key, so I don't need to put one in the carry-on
Okay.
because I have it. I have that with me. No, to answer your question, no, not for my carry-on. I put the air tag in my checked luggage.
Okay.
Check.
Okay. No, but no, I'm talking about your toiletry.
Oh,
Yeah.
toiletry
Okay.
bag. It depends. So for like flying from here to Atlanta, it's not going in my carry-on. No, I'm not carrying it. if I'm
Okay.
checking, I'm checking that. No, but for like these big trips, especially when I know I'm gonna be able to go to the business club lounges or whatever, and they have showers too. I have a
Right.
small, I've created a secondary one to carry on with me. Even though most of these lounges do have products, I just don't want to use
Right.
them. And I always carry on in my carry on for very long hauls, like over the pond, 8 hours, Africa, wherever, a pair of slides. So you could take your shoes off and I put slides in my bag so I could take my shoes off, but I'm not walking on that floor in those socks that they give you. Because it's still wet in them damn bathrooms. I don't care where you go.
Okay, this is my last question. Global entry
Got it.
versus TSA pre-check.
Well, global, if you get global entry,
It
TSA
includes it.
pre-check is free.
Got it. Okay. And but global entry takes longer, right?
Yeah, you need to go ahead and apply for that, sis.
Oh, I know
Now,
I don't have time to get it, but I do have TSA pre-check, so I'm okay with that. But
go ahead and apply because you're a federal employee. It might come back quicker.
what I was saying is, if you're not opposed to traveling outside the area, like if you want to fly up to New York or take the train up to New York, they may have opening spots there or in the surrounding city and not just in the DC area. And you
Oh.
could, yeah. So
Interesting.
don't limit yourself. Okay.
Exactly. Well, we're really close. Whenever I apply, right in the Ronald Reagan building is a global entry office.
Okay.
And they're running people in there, I'd be like clockwork. So look at that. But Leslie is exactly right because some of these, from what I hear, some people have gotten their interview when they're coming back from an international trip and they can go get their global entry interview at the airport because
Yeah.
the custom and border people are right there, that
Right.
immigrant.
Okay.
But yeah, if I were you, I would go ahead and apply for it. It lasts for 5 years, regardless whether it comes back for this trip or not. Just
Okay.
start the process.
Okay.
Because
Done.
it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Right. Yeah.
I'm surprised I remember that in order. Ooh, text the train.
This was a really fun conversation. Thank you guys.
Yes, it's
Yeah.
always good hanging out with y'all.
Absolutely. Any other announcements, Leslie?
We are in full tour season.
Tour season.
Tour season is here. So we are in full tour season and we're coming up with some new tours. We have a vineyard walkthrough tour. We've never done that before. You go deep, deep in the vineyard. And then we have a blending tour, where you go out to Crow Vineyard and you can be your own winemaker and blend your wines there. And then we're coming up with another special. So we're trying to do different things on our
Nice.
tours. And then we still have the regular old, just come on and get on the bus. We had, okay, so, I never mention any names. But we had, this is a, we've been doing this now for over 10 years. But this was a first for me. We had a tour, it was a bachelorette party, and I overheard the bride saying that she wanted to get drunk. So I knew it was going to be on and popping.
Oh, boy.
But when we got back to the house, her fiance had to come and carry Chickie D out the van.
Wow.
She was torn up from the floor up. But then it gets better. So her sister was the one that was hosting it for her. And the sister got out the van with one shoe on, looking for the shoe, couldn't find the shoe, what have you, But wait a second, it gets even better than that. It was on 420, and the mama,
Oh.
who is a senior than I, She was so torn up because she had to, take advantage of 420 exactly at 420 in the afternoon. Her husband had to come and get her out the van. She couldn't even get up by herself. I was like, we back on the road, but I ain't never had a whole family affair so torn up that they could not get from the van to their front
Wow.
door. But we do encourage responsible drinking on our tour, so please don't judge me.
Wow.
That's the disclaimer. Wow. That's all I can say is wow. They were just guzzling or not used to drinking wine because people think wine. It's an interesting dynamic because I think really people think, oh, that's wine. I could drink it.
Please.
Okay.
You start mixing different wines, you get drunk really fast.
Oh, you and you know what? A lot of these vineyards have those slushies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
So
yeah.
they start drinking those slushies like soda, and the next thing you know, your fiance is carrying you out the van.
Thank God he loved her.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Well, that is a wrap, everybody. Again, check us out, Monticello Wine Week. We will be there on the 1st and 2nd, but they have a wide range of activities the entire week. But come say hey if you see us.
You've been listening to the Swirl Suite Podcast, a part of the Alive Podcast Network. This episode has been edited and produced by Vine Me Up Media.